And with us this morning from Paws Humane Society, we have Jay-Z, the assistant director. Good morning, Jay-Z.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I am doing all right. And who'd you bring with today?
So this morning I brought Joe. You can probably hear him in the background running around and crunching looking at everything. he's kind of we're not 100% sure on the breed. He's some sort of like cattle dog mix. Probably some lab in there too. He's kind of a lot shorter than a lab, so more like that cattle dog height probably.
Yeah, he almost needs a chair to look out the window.
Yeah, he's a little short, but he loves looking out the window. He loved riding in the truck on the way here. He does have quite a bit of energy, but he is a little bit older, maybe, I don't know for sure, probably 3 or 4-ish. I'd have to double check his chart, but so he would probably tire out a lot easier than a puppy would. He loves his treats. He has the cutest little crunchies.
He does.
Yeah, you're a good boy. So he's mostly black. He does have some of like the white patch with black spots on one leg and then on his chest too. So Joe actually went on a home visit on Saturday. And he actually came back last night. Just it wasn't working out. In the home with, they have a young granddaughter, so just wasn't working out with her. So he'd be better in a home with like older kids or even a single person or two adults. I think he does get along pretty good with other dogs. Their dog was also a little more like mellow and kind of laid back and I think overwhelmed by Joe, since he does have a lot of energy in him yet. And just would need somebody who's dog smart and could give him the time to work with him. And like I said, the young kids is probably one of the biggest things. But otherwise, he's a great dog. He walks on the leash really well. Like I said, he rode in the truck. He just loved like looking outside the window and seeing everything, seeing what was going on. And he's...
awesome to
be. I know, he's a cool dog.
I love taking care of him at the shelter, but we need a home for him. That's kind of sad that he went on a home visit and had to come back.
I know.
Talk about ways to adopt or maybe do a home visit, see if he's right
for you. So kind of how our home visit works, it is sad that he came back, but it really helped us with the insight of what would make a good home for him. Oh, so it is a sad situation, but it helps him in the long run. So that's good. So how our home visits work, if you're interested in adopting and your application is approved, and then as long as the animal gets along with any other dogs or cats that are in the home, you can take the animal on a home visit, and then that's usually about 1 to 2 weeks, kind of depending, just going to make sure that it's the best home for the family that's adopting as well as the dog or cat too. So if for whatever reason it isn't working out, we do have you bring them back. It's not like you got to just figure it out. And
there are some shelters that do that, actually.
Yeah, there are. I was kind of surprised. So, we definitely, these animals are just like our own pets. We care for them, and we want to make sure it's a good match and that they're not going to be jumping from home to home ever again.
So, definitely. Yeah. So he is available for adoption. Do you have adoption hours this weekend?
Yeah, so it looks like Saturday we're going to be available or open 11 to 2. Julie will be there. And then Sunday I will be there from 1 to 3. So you can come in both days and see all of our animals. We're not as high on dogs anymore, thankfully. So we've gotten quite a few. We've got a couple of them into foster homes, and then we've gotten quite a few adopted. So that's great. And we are a little low on cats right now, too, but really? I don't want to say too much because it's starting to warm up and kitten season is around the corner. Right. So, but we do have some great animals that have been waiting for homes for 2, 3, 4 months plus. So it'd be great if we could get them adopted before the big rush comes in.
Definitely. I can't believe the range of animals by any given week. I know I was there last week cleaning, and there was several dogs there, several cats, too. It's just amazing that you go from all these dogs and cats down to, like, almost nothing in a week.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't take long, and we've been really lucky and had some great adoptive dog adopters come step forward and want to add one of our dogs to their home. And like I said, the foster homes, too, that's been really great as well.
Definitely. So let's talk about some I didn't ask you about is stray animals. Did you have any strays over the past couple of weeks?
I believe we had a stray cat come in last week. And then as far as stray dogs, we haven't had any come in that haven't been claimed yet. So we don't have any. Actually, we do have the two, but they have been at pause now for a week. So I guess they are no longer strays.
All right. Sounds good. They're available for adoption, too.
Yeah.
Of course, you can check out all the animals that are available for adoption at pause by going to pausecharlescity.com. They're all listed there via a pet finder. So, of course, it was a big weekend last weekend. How did it go with the Paws Rummage Sale?
Yeah, it was really fun. We had a great weekend. We raised quite a bit of money for the animals, which has been good with how full we are. And it was really great. We were really busy. We had a lot of awesome donations. We had a lot that got sold, which was good, too. And then what we do with anything that doesn't get sold, it goes to the treasure chest. So we loaded up the trailer Saturday, and then L&J employees took it out to the treasure chest and helped unload it on Monday. So that was fun. We got a little bit of a break at the shop and took a couple guys out and unloaded the trailer. So
perfect, perfect. So you call it a success this year?
Yeah, yeah, awesome. I would. Awesome. And it works really great having the drop-off right at the KC Hall and then not having to store a lot of donations ahead of time at the shelter.
Joe seemed to approve that as well.
Yeah, he did.
He's back here singing along. So what's next for fundraisers coming up this year?
Probably the next thing is our Tellurian events. So it looks like we'll have the Tellurian adoption event. June 15th is the first one. And then we're doing one, I think, for 3 months. Yep, so we're doing for 3 months, June, July, and August. So that'll probably be the next thing. We may have some new fundraisers coming up. We'll just kind of see. If anybody's interested in helping raise money for PAWS, definitely get a hold of us. Or if you own a small business and want us to bring animals out to your business and do an adoption event, that's always fun. We did one at Prologue, and that was just a hit. So many, we had a lot of adoptions, and then a lot of the animals just loved all the attention. So any way that you'd be interested in supporting PAWS, you can just get a hold of us.
Excellent. Now we are speaking with JC at PAWS Humane Society with a PAWS Pet of the Week brought to you by L&J Industries. Let's talk about volunteerism and donations. What are you looking at for donations?
Yeah, so donations are probably the typical paper towels, that kind of stuff. Paper towels, dish soap, laundry detergent. Is always a big one, Joe. And we are getting a little low on dog treats, so that's always a fun thing to give. With how many dogs we have, you can imagine how many treats we go through. So definitely dog treats, cat litter, and you can always shop through our Chewy wish list, which maybe I will post that on the Facebook page again. And then you can always drop off your donations and just leave it outside the shelter, and someone will get them that afternoon.
It's making some weird noises over there.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm ready to go for a walk now.
You're silly.
So let's talk about volunteerism. I know you're lacking some of the pets that you normally do. Talk about what volunteers do there and ways for potential volunteers to reach out.
So volunteers, we have paid cleaners at work in the morning, and then we have all volunteers at night and on weekends in the afternoons and stuff. So basically, it kind of depends on what you're interested in. So if you're interested in mainly cats, you can come in and help clean our cat cages and scoop the litter boxes, give them food, and then socializing, just spending time with them. That means just a lot for these animals to see new people. Just really, really helps them become more comfortable in a new home, and then kind of in the shelter environment too, makes them a little more outgoing when people come in, they want to usually see the outgoing cat or dog versus the one that kind of hides. So any new people that they can see is great. We also do the same thing for dogs at night. We take them for walks, feed them, water them, give them exercise. And then on the weekends, you can help with adoption days, which is just basically being open to the public and showing our animals. And then we also have kids that come in and just walk the dogs, which has been really great now that the weather is starting to shape up and warm up a bit. So if you're interested in just walking dogs on your own time, that's also an option. Just get a hold of us. You can email us at pausecharlescity@gmail.com, or you can call or text us at 641-228-0262. And then we're also on Facebook, Pause Humane Society. Just choose the one that's in Charles City.
Have to give me kisses. Hey, he succeeded.
He tries.
Anyway. But yeah, having volunteers there. And the animals get so happy when somebody goes in there. It's heartwarming. It really is. And then, of course, you get the scared ones, especially dogs that really aren't used to being in a kennel like that. So those are the ones that I always tend to, have conversations with. I'll actually sit down in front of their kennel and talk to them. Mm-hmm. Some people call me weird, but I call it love, I guess.
It's fine.
So, well, good deal. Thank you very much, JC, for joining us this morning and bringing Joe with. And we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. It's 8:18 with Kim Wilde on KCHA.